Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Veronica Jennings. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Jennings. Scratch that. Sorry. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Veronica Jennings is a 45-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9-1-22. Apparently, she was lifting a box of seltzer that had fallen, that fell onto her right forearm. Apparently, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently, she had further evaluation. Understanding she sustained injuries to the right forearm and tendons in her right hand. Apparently, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, the rest of that is normal. As per her claim petition, Ms. Jennings alleges a case of soda fell on her, injuring her right arm and hand. Apparently, medical records show she was seen at Inspirit Urgent Care the following day. Period. She was examined and did not have any lacerations or bruising. Period. X-rays of the forearm and hand were done and were negative for osseous abnormalities. She was diagnosed with a contusion of the right forearm and placed on activity limitations. Apparently, she was instructed to apply ice to the involved area. Period. She followed up at Inspira over the next several weeks. Concurrent with physical therapy. Period. On 11-4-22, Dr. Hendricks at Inspira continued to impose restrictions of left-handed duty only. Period. In paragraph on 11-10-22, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Eisenberg, AYZENBERG. Period. She had a history of left shoulder injury sustained at work. Period. He performed an exam and diagnosed right forearm contusion. Period. At this point, this should have resolved with just time. Period. She stated the physical therapy worsened her pain, but he explained she should consider another few sessions. Period. He provided her with a new prescription for this. Period. Given some pain he felt was out of proportion to her injury, they would proceed with MRI of the forearm. Period. If it was normal, he would recommend full duty or functional capacity evaluation. Period. In paragraph, she did undergo MRI of the right forearm, and on 11-29-22, period, it showed no fracture or osseous destruction. Period. There was possible medial epicondylitis. Period. Dr. Eisenberg reviewed these results with her on 12-5-22. Period. He noted the possible medial epicondylitis was not where her pain was and was inconsistent with the mechanism of her injury. Period. The MRI was otherwise benign. Period. While there is a remote chance of less common diagnoses such as radial nerve entrapment, at this point he thought it would be prudent to proceed with a functional capacity evaluation. Period. She returned to him on 1-16-23, stating she did not have the FCE done due to being out of state. Period. She felt unable to work. Scratch that. She was unable to take off work. Period. She felt comfortable returning to full duty. Period. He authorized her to do so and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Upper extremities normal. Hands wrist elbows normal. Shoulders normal. She complained of slight tightness in her right forearm with resisted elbow supination. Period. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. Impressions on 9-1-22. Veronica Jennings' right forearm and hand were struck by a box that fell. Period. She was seen at in spirit urgent care on 9/27/22. Hold on. As per the claim petition, it indicates the date of injury of 9/1/22. Period. When she presented to Inspira on 9/27/22, she reported being injured the previous day. Period. In any event, she had x-rays of the right hand and forearm that were negative for acute osseous abnormalities. Period. She was treated expectantly with physical therapy and activity modifications. Period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Eisenberg, who observed her symptoms were disproportionate to the mechanism of injury and should have resolved in a relatively short period of time. Period. He then sent her for an MRI of the forearm that showed no substantive abnormalities. Period. Afterwards, he referred her for an FCE that she did not perform. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found she was able to manually complete an extensive intake questionnaire using her dominant injured right hand. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremity. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Resisted right elbow supination. Elicited slight tightness in the forearm, but no tenderness or numbness. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right arm or right hand. Period. End.